This is Lauren Bond, and welcome to Dub Labs Out There. Imagine a soundscape that not only stimulates your auditory senses, but also connects us with the more than human world. Metabolic Sonic's groundbreaking practice, in which we have literally broken through the concrete of the LA River, fuses the machine with the biological.
Matt Zimprich, California Auger Boring.
The first thing we do when we come in is we will grade a pit down to where we put the center line of our machine to the center line of the pipe that they want to install. From there, we set tracks down that our machine pushes on. And then we set our machine and everything, get everything lined up and situated. And once we start the actual boring process, we start a head into the ground. And that head is what steers the bore throughout the entirety of it. And so from there, it's push a 10 or a 20 foot section of pipe with an auger in it, and then come in and attach another pipe with some more auger and just keep on pushing it through until we're at the exit pit.
I'm Ron Harrison with Pacific Hydrotech, superintendent. Water has been a big factor and big cobbles.
I don't think anybody actually thought there was going to be this much water and even this much pressure with the water.
Thank you.
Yeah, so cutting the hole is always a challenge anytime that you're trying to torch through metal with dirt behind it. It doesn't really want to cut very well, so that's always a challenge in itself, and cutting that out, it takes a lot longer than what normal torching should take. But once you get that torched out, we were able to actually start pushing the head out. I mean, it is a sense of victory on every bore, especially when you realize, okay, it did come out exactly where we thought we were. Always it's a good thing that it's usable and that everything came out good. And, you know, for this one, unfortunately, we had a couple of things that ended up getting damaged. And we didn't realize that until we pulled all the augers out. A couple of the augers had a little bit of damage to them, and then one of them had a boulder stuck in it. But, you know, once everything comes out and you understand that it's good and usable, you know, there's always a sense of relief and a sense of victory there.
The damage really happened because of the water. The water washes the sand out from around the cobble, then the cobble drops down onto the augers, which will jam the augers, and it actually blew the clutch out of the pushing machine because of the auger getting jammed. And it's just the cobbles, when they fall onto the auger can't move them like they normally would, or push them out of the way. A lot of times the augers will push the rock out of the way instead of having to drag it out, but with the sand being washed away from it, it doesn't stay in place, so the augers eventually kick it all the way out.
So for right now, we're battling the water that's still coming inside of the pipe. So we have to first get that water to stop coming into the pipe.
We've been able to seal it off with other products, injection epoxies and things like this, but not this amount of water. It's a lot of water.
From there, we're going to do the exterior grout, try to seal up outside and around the pipe and any voids that may have come into play throughout boring. And then after that, we'll set up all of the product pipe and get that banded with redwood. And from there, push the product pipe, get the product pipe in, make sure that it's all sealed, and pressure test that. And then from there, bulkhead both sides and finish it out, and then we'll pump grout into the inside around the product pipe, inside of the casing around the product pipe, and then from there our job's done and everything goes back to Pacific Hydrotech. I definitely do appreciate it. It's definitely a cool project, and then also to see everything kind of being laid out on social media and then as well as on the website, it is genuinely a pretty cool thing to kind of experience. It's definitely different. For us, we don't ever get to see that, and we also get to show our family and friends that, hey, this is what I'm working on. Most of the time, they never get to see that kind of stuff. So, yeah, thank you.
Unbelievable. It's a big load taken off of our backs, because we can kind of like see the light at the end of the tunnel, you know, because this was very important, because we weren't sure if we were going to be able to do it, and now that Cal Auger got it done, it's, yeah, big relief. Big relief. Sleep a little better at night.